Thank you very much, Pete.
We'll move on a little bit now to when you started work as a plumber's mate at Tinsfield Estate itself. So if you can start from there, if you can remember.
They were thinking of getting an assistant for Albert Wyatt, who was the plumber. And I was told to, obviously, to apply. And I came and seen the estate agent. And lo and behold, I got the job as a plumber's mate to Albert. My wages then were to be £2.05.
Per week?
A week. I was told I had to meet Albert Wyatt by the Lot Almshouses down on Clevedon Road at 8 o'clock in the morning. We used to walk all the way down the field to Watercress Farm. Albert got the key, opened up the door. And of course, to my amazement, these machines inside looked massive to me. And as you walked in the door on the left-hand side, there was a pump, a rotary pump, which used to drive the water up to Shelton Tank. And on the other side was this big two-stroke paraffin engine, which I understand used to drive a searchlight during the war. My job was to go down early in the morning, and I used to have to go down, and this engine didn't have sparking plugs. It was what they called a compression ignition engine. So therefore I had to go down, light a blow lamp up, which was a big blow lamp, and heat up the end of the engine, which when it used to glow red, it was then ready to start. Well, Albert obviously always used to start the engine. At 15, I wasn't allowed to start the engine. And he would pump the paraffin into it, swing the arm back on compression, and the engine would then, away it would go. And it would just go so slow, it used to just go pump, pump, pump. You could hear it for miles away, this engine. But the other means of pumping the water up was a water wheel, which was situated by the river, which was just outside of the building, with a reservoir just up a bit further. Go down and set the water wheel running in the winter when there was plenty of water in the river and there was lots of water coming down. We used to use the water pump. Obviously, that was no cost at all to the estate to pump the water up. The water comes from about three fields away from an artesian well, which is over in the corner of one of the fields, and then it's piped across to the holding reservoir just outside of the main door. Alongside of the water wheel, the main water wheel that pumped the water to Chelton Tank, there was a pump in there, so it was actually the water wheel was driving two pumps to keep the water. During the summer, the water used to get low, so therefore we couldn't use the water wheel. That's when we used to use the paraffin engine. And in addition to the paraffin engine, we used to have a top-up pump, which was driven by electric. There was another building, and in there was another water wheel, which used to pump the water to Tinsfield Tank, which used to supply water to the main house and to Belmont House. The Chelton Tank used to feed the other half, which was the farm and all buildings, which would be from the main road to the left-hand side of the house. That was all fed from Chelton.